Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If we were to engage in the game of word association, and I ask you to tell me what word comes into your mind when you hear the name Abraham, what would be your response? Many Americans would probably say Lincoln. But I have in mind Abraham, the father of the Hebrew nation. What would you say in response to that Abraham? I suspect most all serious Bible students would say faith, or faithfulness, or perhaps even the friend of God. Why would most Bible believers respond in that manner? The word faith or faithfulness is used over and over of this great man of God. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing where he went. Hebrews 11:8. Did you notice the divine writer's association of the word faith with obedience? By faith, Abraham obeyed. The Calvinistic doctrine of faith only denies the essentiality of obedience, but no Bible writer does. Obedience gives us insight into whether or not we really have faith. Paul said to the Galatians, "So then they who are of the faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." Galatians 3:9. And who are those who are of faith? Are they the ones who simply believe? The same writer says in the same chapter, "For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Galatians 3:26-27. Can we be the children of God by faith if we do not put on Christ in baptism? But if we have to be baptized to be saved and to put on Christ, then we are not saved by faith alone. Is that a reasonable deduction from the biblical data? The Roman Christians were baptized into Jesus Christ. They were raised from the watery grave to a new life in Christ. The Apostle Paul then asked, "Do you not know that to whom you yield yourselves to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness?" Please take careful note of his answer. "But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, being then made free from sin. You became the servants of righteousness." Romans 6:3-4, 16-18. When did the Romans become free from sin? They became free from sin when they obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine delivered to them. That is, when they obeyed the Lord in baptism. Their obedience to the Lord in baptism was comparable to the faith Abraham exhibited when he did exactly what God commanded him to do. We who are of faith, that is, we who have shown our faith by our works, are blessed with faithful Abraham. The word blessed comes into the English in our word eulogy. But how can we be blessed along with faithful Abraham unless we have the same kind of faith Abraham possessed? And what kind of faith did Abraham have? Was it the faith alone variety, or was it the obedient kind? The question may seem so simple that you may think it is insulting. I assure you that there are few questions which cause more division and controversy than this one. There is no excuse for such confusion. The Bible makes it very plain that Abraham was not saved by faith alone. I have given you one example, Hebrews 11:8. Let me give you another. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only son. Hebrews 11:17. Do you call that faith alone? Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless and keep you.